This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken met Sunday with Ukrainian Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba in Berlin, where the two men discussed plans to work together to ensure Ukrainian food exports reach consumers in Africa and Asia. The two are attending a NATO foreign ministers meeting called to discuss the situation on the ground in Ukraine and to coordinate efforts to provide Ukraine with the humanitarian assistance and the weapons it needs to defend itself against Russia. Russia's full-scale invasion of Ukraine February 24th has caused food prices to rise and raise the threat of famine in many parts of the world. Foreign ministers from the Group of Seven countries meeting in Germany on Saturday called on the Russian government to end its blockade of Ukrainian Black Sea ports to free up exports of critically needed Ukrainian grain, fertilizer, and other agricultural products. U.S. President Joe Biden said Sunday that police officers must deliver both effective crime deterrence and equal justice in a message that balanced two fraught political priorities as his law enforcement reforms have stalled. Speaking at a memorial service at the U.S. Capitol for 563 officers who died in the line of duty over the past year, Biden offered no new indications about how he would resolve a delay in police reform aimed at holding officers to a higher standard after high-profile killings of unarmed black people. Instead, he answered swirling concerns about rising street violence in an election year by saying there was no tension between reforming law enforcement and deterring crime. Biden said the answer is not choosing between safety and equal justice, nor is it to defund the police. He said the answer is to fund the police with the resources they need. VOA News. Milwaukee police are investigating three more shootings, these deadly, in a weekend of gun violence in the city. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
The shootings took place late Saturday and early Sunday, and they followed a night of violence Friday in which 21 people were shot and wounded in three other attacks near Fiserv Forum in downtown Milwaukee. The latest shootings left three dead, a 17-year-old male, a 21-year-old man, and a 28-year-old man. Friday night's incidents prompted authorities to impose an 11 p.m. curfew, requiring everyone aged 20 or younger to be off the streets. It was in effect when the shootings happened. Police have reported no arrests so far. I'm Ben Thomas.
General Motors Company, Ford Motor Company, and Chrysler parent Stellantis said on Sunday that they're reinstating a requirement that employees wear masks in southeastern Michigan, where there are high levels of COVID-19. The so-called Detroit 3 automakers said in early March they would allow auto workers to stop wearing masks at workplaces where U.S. health officials said it was safe to do so. Six counties in southeastern Michigan are again listed by the CDC as having high COVID-19 levels. The CDC recommends wearing masks indoors in public settings in those counties. The United Auto Workers Union said Sunday if a facility is located in high-risk counties, as identified by the CDC, they will require masking and physical distancing. GM and Ford both have their headquarters in Wayne County, while Stellantis' North American headquarters is in Oakland County. All three have numerous factories in southeastern Michigan. The CDC says 4.25% of U.S. counties are currently listed as having high levels of COVID-19. Egyptian Prime Minister Mustafa Madbouly announced Sunday a string of planned privatizations of state-owned companies as Cairo grapples with an economic crisis and inflation at almost 15%. Following years of accusations of state companies crowding out private investments, the government announced a roadmap to more than double the private sector's share in the economy. Madbouly laid out plans for 10 state-owned companies and two army-owned companies to be listed on the stock market later this year, two new holding companies to incorporate the seven largest ports, and Egypt's top hotels will also be formed, percentages of which will be listed on the stock exchange, according to Madbouly. By 2025, the government hopes to see private sector contribution in investment grow to 65%. That's up from 30% today. Reporting via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.